Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is Dave Gibson, and today's show is on holding a frequency of peace, even in a storm, or when your world is, or when the world is shaking, or when your world is shaking. So to be able to hold stillness, no matter what's going on around you, no matter how chaotic the world is around you, which could get even more chaotic. And we're going to be using sound to find this state of deep peace and calm. But before we get started, I want to tell you about some of the things we've got going on at the Institute. We've got a weekend sound healing intensive on March 26th and 27th. We're going to be going through all the different aspects of using sound for healing physically, for mental entrainment, which includes ADD, ADHD, memory, sleep, creativity, and going to a state of oneness. Also, how to use sound to release stuck emotions and deep emotional issues, and also how to use sound to raise your vibration, to go into higher consciousness, and to connect to spirit, and to open your heart. And that's all day, Saturday and Sunday, the 26th and 27th, for only $145. And then on the second half of Sunday, we're going to be doing a workshop similar to what we're doing here, but we're going to be practicing it and really going much more in much more depth. And it's really about, you know, using sound to go to a state of deep peace. And so you can just take that part if you want for just $20 on Sunday, March 27th, from 2:30 to 6 p.m. Also, we're now doing online a root soul signature frequency assessments. So we actually hook up to Skype. You have to have a webcam, but we'll hook up and so I can see you, because I found that if I can see a person, I can see their frequency. And what we do is we play all the different notes on the keyboard and have you tune in and I tune in, and then we find your soul frequency. And at that point, we then send you a CD in your key. And this is really, really especially effective now that there seems to be so much chaos going on. It's really especially effective to go to your soul frequency and be able to tone or just hear that frequency, because that is the most effective place of peace for all of us. So that we can do anytime. So you can give us a call at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We also have the summer intensive coming up on summer classes May 23rd. That's the 3-month program. And then the summer intensive on June 12th for 2 weeks straight. We also have a second half of the summer intensive on August 7th. And if you pay in full by March 25th, this Friday, then you can get a big discount on that. If you go online onto our site, soundhealingcenter.com, we also have a free video of a webinar we did that you can download or watch online. We also have a concert coming up on Friday, April 1st from 7 to 10 p.m., and it's only $10. We also have an open house on Sunday, April 10th from 1 to 6 p.m., and a webinar teleconference on Monday, April 11th from 7 to 9 p.m. We have online classes going on with Sound Healing. You can jump in on next Saturday, March 26th, or we've got the online Sound Healing audio production class, and you can actually jump in on that next Thursday. I forget the date. I've got it here somewhere, but I can't think of the date. March 17th. No, it'd be after that, because it's already past then. March 24th. Okay. We also have the Sound Healing Audio Production Program at the Institute starting May 23rd. So check us out at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call or email here as well. So that's what's happening here at the Institute. A lot going on these days. Oh, also, we do sell sound tables, and we have about 30 CDs, if you might be interested. We've got CDs that have quantum healing fields embedded. We have CDs that have binaural beats embedded. We have, and all the CDs are really inspired by spirit and a lot of love. We usually hold the intention really clearly for whatever the song is about. We also have CDs for surgery, for pre-op and post-op, and a lot of guided meditations as well. And we sell crystal bowls as well. And we do massage. You can come to the Institute and we do a massage for an hour and a half. It's $108, but you get a discount on your first time. And we also do a wide range of other treatments, tuning forks and chakra treatments and all types of things. So, again, check it out at soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. So let us get underway. You know, there's a lot of, and being here in San Francisco, a lot of people are a little freaked out right now, so to speak, because, you know, we just had the tsunami actually did come to the whole West Coast here. There was a few people that actually got killed on the shores of the West Coast, actually up in Northern California, and there's a lot of, you know, so it's kind of like bringing it home here of the catastrophe that happened in Japan. But really, even just the energy of this fear and all the death that just happened in Japan is creating a whole field of fear and especially of anxiety. You know, I think it's happening especially around the Ring of Fire, that whole area where earthquakes happen around the Pacific, the circle around the Pacific Ocean, where there's like a whole, a whole range of faults and such. And so, you know, there's this huge field, and based on the laws of resonance from physics, whenever there's a really strong resonant field, it will entrain you into that field really easily. So a lot of people are simply picking up on this energy of fear and you know, also all the pain, but also especially the anxiety. It's manifesting as anxiety. So what we're going over, as I mentioned, is how to really quell this anxiety. And it's not only about getting rid of it here, but it's also in this situation, it's also being able to go to a state of peace regardless of what's happening. Even if you have a little conflict with a mate or conflict with a family member, conflict with business or challenge with anything, that you can go to a whole state of stillness regardless of what's happening. And on the other extreme, that you can actually go to this state of stillness even if we had major catastrophes here on Earth. You know, if we had pole shifts or just like really major stuff going on, that we could hold our frequency and be able to help people instead of freaking out. But also being able to make that field of peace and stillness and ultimately love stronger when we've got all this fear and anxiety around us, because that's really the trick. We need to expand this resonant field of love and light on the planet and peace and stillness. The good news is there's a lot of people that are in that state all the time, and I've said it before, but you know, there's 400,000 babies born every day. Isn't that amazing? 400,000 babies. That means, you know, on the planet, there are at least 160 million babies under the age of one. And these babies, they're in a state of peace and bliss most of the time. You know, maybe they're crying here and there when they get hungry, but for the most part, they're in the zone. You know, so they're helping with this resonant field. So we do have, you know, a lot going on already, not to mention all the aliens and beings of light and all the ones that are also in this state of bliss and all the kids. And there's, you know, probably a few adults adding to that as well. So the trick, though, is to be able to be in this state of stillness no matter what's going on. And that's really the whole deal. Really, when you think of it, you know, this anxiety, let me go a little further before we get into it. You know, a lot of people are now saying that there could be a major, major event of an earthquake on the west coast of either South America or North America in the next 5 days. There's emails going around of this guy that predicted earthquakes in New Zealand and other places. About, you know, right now we've got the supermoon going, where it's like this moon that's really close to Earth. We also have some electromagnetic stuff in the atmosphere that they're looking at. Also, whales have been beaching themselves, and that's like a sign that happens before earthquakes. And all these fish have been dying off, which has happened in previous earthquakes before as well. So they're thinking there could be like a really major earthquake on the west coast. And also, you know, there's all this information they're saying that, I mean, now the radiation from Japan is hitting the whole west coast. I mean, it's hitting the San Francisco area, it's hitting Los Angeles, and they say that it's especially hitting the Sierra Nevadas. You know, you get different reports from different people, you know, how intense it is, but still, you know, it's just the fear of that is, you know, pretty intense. So, you know, it's, and this, all of this could keep escalating. I mean, it could get way worse, you know, and it's so easy for people just to be paralyzed from this fear and this anxiety over all of these changes. So what we're going to do is we're going to use sound to go to a place of stillness and peace. And it's a technique that's really simple and really quick. You can do it in 30 seconds. So let's do it here, now. Inside of all of us, there is a state of peace within us. Some say it's your soul. Your soul is actually a frequency inside you that is unbelievably still and at peace. It never wavers. Some people say that, you know, it's source, that essence of source that is within all of us, that essence of spirit that's within all of us. It is completely, no matter what happens, it never wavers. When you connect with it, you can feel how powerfully peaceful and consistent that frequency is. There's also, some people say there's a null point. I was just watching a video from Nassim Haramein, and he was saying that, you know, we actually go to the null point every second, every split second, as we oscillate in and out of reality. And that's like we're going into the black hole, you know, within us. And that is really source. That's where we are all connected. And in that space is perfect stillness and perfect peace. So within us, it's not like we have to find it. It's really, or we do have to find it. It's not like we have to invent it, I should say. It is there. This stillness is within us. So I invite you now to go to this perfect state, perfect place of peace and stillness within you. At the Institute, we call this also your soul frequency or your soul note. And again, we've had many radio shows about this. And it's really, there's a lot of people in the field of sound healing that subscribe to this idea that we have a soul frequency inside. It's like the home note inside. So you can go to a frequency or a note as well. You could go to close your eyes and go to that home note where you're at perfect peace inside, to your soul, to your, the source inside you, to that stillness within every cell within your system. And listen for the frequency of it. It's normally a low note. And once you connect with that stillness, try and find the note that really resonates that place. Because when you make a sound that resonates anything, it strengthens that resonant field. It actually creates a resonant field that makes it stronger, and it makes it easier to hold that energy of stillness. So you're listening basically for the frequency of peace within you. And when you find it, make the sound in your head. Don't make it out loud. Just get it going in your head, so you can really resonate and be in that perfect stillness. I'll do it now myself. Now that you've got that going, go ahead, if you can, make that sound out loud. Often when I do this, that frequency is too low for me to sing, so I have to sing in a higher octave. But I can just about get to it. So go ahead and make the sound out loud of that perfect place of stillness within inside. I'll do it as well. Much more than I can sing, so it's really tricky for me to get down to it. Often I can't get down to it. I am getting down to it right now, which is interesting. Some people might be doing any note. It doesn't matter, and it doesn't matter if you actually find your soul note. It's just the consistency of a note is really the whole thing. Anxiety is more like, right? It's kind of this subtle screaming. Whereas this note is not oscillating back and forth. It is a pure tone. Ooh. totally a grounding frequency. It really connects you to Earth when you really get to it. Okay, now go back to just making it in your head instead of making it out loud. This is really powerful because you can use this technique anywhere. You don't even have to do it out loud. And just hold that stillness with that frequency within. Still kind of humming it in your head. And let that whole energy of that stillness and peace go through your whole body and surround you like a bubble. And make it so strong with the sound that nothing, I mean nothing, can affect you. Just know, as long as you're in this, nothing can affect you. Nothing. Can keep holding this frequency. And we're going to play the song Awakening. And you can listen for the root note of this. You know, if you've had trouble finding it yourself, you can just listen for it. Because whenever anybody goes to this grounding note, this centering note, it affects everybody around them. And that's what this song has in it, is a totally grounding note. Happens to be in the key of C. But even if it's not your note, you can easily hear your note in relation to this note in this song and go right down to that. It's a still, consistent note. Again, whenever you have consistency, that is the essence of peace and stillness. So here's Awakening as we hold this frequency. Thank you. everybody listening and going to this space during the whole song, it's like I just feel completely grounded right now. It's really amazing. So it's like when already we're creating this resonant field that is making it easier for all of us to stay in this space. Wow. It's really powerful, actually. I did it this morning with my class, and that same thing happened. It was like we were totally in the zone. Really, you know, again, you may not be going to your root soul, but it's not that big a deal. However, if you do this over and over, you will find that you do go to a certain note that seems like your home note. Your home note. Note. Ooh. And that makes it even more powerful. Not only do you have a consistent note, but you're actually resonating what some people believe, and I subscribe to it too, but who knows for sure. But I would say that you are actually resonating your soul frequency, that frequency that is not only consistent in this lifetime, but goes from lifetime to lifetime, that frequency that carries your essence connected to cosmic consciousness as well. So you can just practice this, or as I mentioned before, I mean, we could get on Skype and I can help you find it if you really want to find it. It's nice when you have a song or a tuning fork or crystal bowl in that key that you can always go back to that home note. I've got that song that we just heard, I've got a 20-minute version, and I've got it in every key, so we can send you that song in your key. Although, it's interesting, even though that wasn't my key, it still worked for me really well. That was C, and I'm a B. I'm in the key of B. That's my soul. Now, I've got another song I want to play that could take us even deeper here. And this song is, it has embedded in it the quantum healing field of overcoming fear. The song is called Overcoming Fear. And we've got the notes for Overcoming Fear from Nutra Energetics. They actually have a unit that you sends quantum energy through your body and pings different organs. And they use that to find the essence of this energy, and they gave me the notes, and I used those notes as the actual chord progression in the song. And when I did the song, I held the energy of overcoming fear the whole time I was playing every part, and the people that came in, the cello player and the keyboardist, actually I think it's just a cello, I also had them go into this frequency of overcoming fear. So the song is has a powerful intention for overcoming fear. So again, stay in that frequency of stillness and peace inside, and we'll add this intention of completely overcoming fear, not only in us here, but overcoming all of the fear that's running rampant on the planet right now. Overcoming fear. Thank you. the next step, if you like, when you can just do what we just did with the frequency of peace and go to that anytime and just access it with a sound. But the next step, what you can do to even make this stronger, is to actually add the frequency of something like gratitude or love to this sound, or find the sound of gratitude or love. Tom Kenyon's just sent out an email from the Hathors that is about actually resonating this energy of gratitude, and then actually imprinting some water with it and drinking it. And he's saying that by taking this high vibration of love or gratitude and putting it into the water and drinking it, you can actually stop the radiation from affecting you, and also stop other things like bacteria and viruses. So basically, he says that you hold the intent and expectation that this will impart to you an energetic that protects and heals you, or heals you. You send this intent to your soul with the emotional vibration of appreciation or gratitude. We've often done the frequency of appreciation. If I go to appreciation or gratitude now, I get something like this. Then to shift your awareness to your heart chakra, receiving the energetic of healing or protection in the heart chakra. So you're basically sending this gratitude to the heart chakra. You might experience it as a form of light, as geometric patterns, or you might feel the sensation of a descent of energy. You also may experience this energetic simply as a thought or feeling. And once the energetic is received, then you can send it. For this phase, you need some pure water. Water holds this type of information extremely well. So you hold a container of water in your hands, and through intent, you send this energy of gratitude through the heart, down the arms, into the hands, and through the chakras that are in the center of your palm, each palm. The energetic centers enters the water through this pathway. And he suggests that you do this three times. Then you drink the water, and it permeates the water element of your body, and the healing and protective qualities eventually enter every cell. So this can, if you find that you've been exposed to radioactivity or even a virus or any kind of bug, or you're just even feeling a little down, you can do this and resonate this whole frequency in your whole system. Okay. I want to play another song to help you resonate this whole frequency of love. This is the song Unconditional Love, slowed down to half speed. It's just a little piece of the 30-minute version we have. And again, this has the frequencies from Nutra Energetics embedded in it and totally went into the state of unconditional universal love when I was doing this song. And I held that intention really powerfully, and everybody that played on it was totally in that zone. Even when I mixed it, I used that intention. So it's got the frequencies from Nutra Energetics and the actual intention embedded deeply in this. So keep that frequency of stillness and peace inside you, and add this frequency of love. This is unconditional peace. Actually, unconditional love. love slowed down. Enjoy. imagine, if you really get this down, which it's easy, that anytime you have a conflict or a challenge, no matter how small or how big, you automatically go to this frequency of peace and you open your heart. It's interesting, Tom Kenyon was saying here that due to the fact that we're in this chaotic node, they call it, and energies from deep space conjoined with solar flare activity are affecting your energy bodies, you as a collective are more affected. What we mean by this is that witnessing the suffering of your fellow humans shatters the heart. There's a recognition that their predicament could easily be yours. This recognition can create an opening in your heart, and it is through the heart, your heart, that higher states of consciousness are realized. And so the earthquake in Japan is, in many ways, an earthquake of the collective heart. It's true, you know, when you see suffering with others, it really opens our hearts. So you never think that this is simply opening everybody's hearts. It's bringing it to the surface. So the trick is to simply go through this opening to a place of stillness, in a place of peace, and listen for that frequency so you can actually resonate that field stronger and add to that field on the planet more. So once again, let's go right to that place of stillness in each of us. And I'll go back again to that place myself and listen for the note, the pitch that is that place, and resonate it to make it stronger. Just do it in your head. Like, go ahead and make it out loud one more time. Once again, just hear it in your head. It's almost more stillness when you just listen to it and tune into it in your head, because toning actually takes a little bit of work. And it's nice to be able to resonate that frequency in your head without having to work at it. So you could hold it throughout the day. Get it, how important important this is, because when we're in this state of peace and stillness, we're ready to help others. We don't need help. We're ready to help others. We got the stillness inside, and we're riding the waves of presence around us. I like that. Riding the waves of presence around us outside. But inside is perfect stillness. And so no matter what happens, we're ready to go help others. So may you easily hold this frequency of stillness and peace deep within your soul and connect to it through the rest of the evening, the rest of the weekend, the rest of the week ahead, and even months ahead. This deep state of stillness resonating frequency for years ahead and even lifetimes ahead, no matter what may happen around us. Take care. See you in 2 weeks.